Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
I want to take a look at the pitching staff. You've got two potential names that could be joining soon. Brad Lohr probably going to be edged out of the starting rotation. Mike Soroka looks like he's ready to go. He says he's ready to pitch at the big league level. Not sure if they're going to go with that or if they'll have him make another minor league rehab appearance, but he should be back soon. And Cade Cavalli's turned in a couple of nice outings. He looks like he could be getting up to speed relatively soon. What do you see them doing in the rotation in the near future with those guys potentially returning?
Yeah, so let's start with Soroka. I thought his comments were interesting. I don't know about you, but he kind of was very opinionated. He basically said, I'm ready to go. We'll see what they want to do. And I know he's just answering a question, essentially, but I still thought that was pretty telling. He made just the one big league start, the five innings, and then got hurt. So now he's pitched twice in the minors, pitched 2 2/3 in Double A against Erie, and then 4 1/3 against the same lineup in those two outings over the span of a week. I'd probably have him throw another rehab game because I think there's no reason to bring him back and feel like it's five and two-thirds or something. Like you want him to be able to come back throwing 95, 100 pitches. And there's also no real rush. I mean, the rotation has been fine. So that would be my thought on Soroka. But he's 100% going to be in the rotation. They paid him $9 million, so that's one reason. They told him he was in the rotation. That's why he signed here and not somewhere else. That's another reason. And I think they really like his upside. I think they liked what they saw in the spring and how he was throwing the ball. And they think there's a chance that if they're pretty good, you know, maybe he ends up being a fixture and they sign him. Or if they're not, maybe he ends up being a trade chip. So you can carve out a rotation spot for him. Brad Lohr would then leave the rotation. What I'm more interested in is what happens when Cade Cavalli's ready, and we're getting closer and closer there. He's got another rehab start. He's going to make it AAA as we record on Tuesday. The start is going to be tonight. The reports on him have been absolutely terrific. I talked about this. I was solo a few days ago on the pod, but I talked to some people with the organization. They had him up to 98 and really thought he threw all four pitches for strikes. And that was in the first of his two outings. In the second outing, he went five innings scoreless with two hits, punched out four and only walked one. So you're talking about, think about it from the context of a game, Toby. He's gone nine innings of a three hitter with seven Ks in these two rehab starts, one in single A Fredericksburg and the other at Harrisburg. So now you get to see him at Rochester. Again, no rush here, but when he's ready, what do? I think you put him in the rotation and you move Trevor Williams to the bullpen. Williams is a five and dive guy anyway, so you could kind of piggyback him with Cavalli if you wanted to be careful with Cavalli's innings. You know, maybe you let him go four or five innings at a time, whatever, initially, and then, Williams comes in after that. Or Williams could end up being a helpful, you know, multi-inning reliever in the middle innings. You're trying to figure out how you can get by to get the ball to the closer. Well, why not Trevor Williams in that role, who generally, you know, starts quickly in games and peters out in the middle innings? But I think that's how I would do it. Cavalli means the most to you long term. I don't want to jerk him around and have him in the pen and then build him back up in the offseason or something. So my rotation would be Soroka and Cavalli in. You'd put Williams and Lord in the pen. And the way those two guys have thrown, in Williams's case, over the last couple of years, and in Lord's case this season, that makes your middle relief a lot better, I think. And it creates more competition between those guys and then Henry, who, you know, had a terrible outing on Monday, but has five scoreless appearances before that. Rutledge throwing well. You know, you're starting to throw more arms at the problem, and hopefully something sticks.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, there's no chance that I want to move Cavalli around from potentially starting to relieving. No, he's a starter. You're going to leave him there. You're not going to mess with that. So, you know, to me, it's either he's starting in the big leagues or he's starting in the minors. And I don't see any benefit of him starting in the minors. He's, you know, had so long now to get back. And at this point, I just want to see what he has. And he's looked fine in the couple of starts that he's had. We'll see how he does in his start tonight. But he's looked relatively good. So it's one of those things that you want to see him once again at the major league level, because who knows? I mean, this guy's been kind of written off at this point, but remember, this was the top pitching prospect for the Nationals for quite some time, and someone that this team thought was going to be a part of the rotation for a long time. If you were to get that back, it'd be a huge boost. So to me, we've talked about this with other position players and other prospects at times, saying when that guy's ready, whoever's in front of him, whatever that name is, shouldn't be blocking him. That should be the case, too, with Cade Cavalli. Like, Trevor Williams, I think he's been helpful for this ball club, but really not so much this season. I don't need him blocking Cade Cavalli from being in the rotation if he's ready to go. So they can figure those things out. There's a couple of guys that, frankly, could probably be moved on from in the bullpen pretty easily. Colin Poche has really, really struggled. Lucas Sims has had some decent outings, but his ERA is still in the double digits. It's not like he's been great. So there's some guys that if they ultimately look at it and say, well, you know, we need to have these guys up here, but where are the spots? There's a couple of guys in that pen, especially when you move some of the guys from the rotation back to the pen, potentially Trevor Williams and Brad Lord. All of a sudden, you feel a lot better about where you're at versus, you know, having what they do in the pen right now.
Yeah, and let's also face it with one other thing with Williams. You know, the anomaly was last year in the first half before his injury, and it wasn't quite a full season, but it was close enough where he pitched very, very well, had an ERA of 2.03. But if you go back to 2023, he had a 5.5 ERA and a 300 average against. Right now, he's got a 5.7 ERA and a 3.06 average against. That is what he's been now in 36 starts. The 13 starts that are the sandwich, the meat and cheese last season, you know, are the exception, I would say. Because if you go back to his last time, and he's a full-time starter with Pittsburgh, his ERA was over 6. So, yeah, he's just not a blockable asset, in my opinion. This is not a guy, as you said, who should be blocking Cavalli or in any way hindering his development in the big-picture plan with him. It's a really easy decision. You know, Williams initially was brought in here, and I think the idea was if the rotation was better, he could help you in the bullpen. But he had a job because they needed a veteran to eat some innings. Well, now when you've developed Irvin and you've developed Parker and you've, in this case, signed Soroka and you've got Cavalli finally back in the big league mix, like that, this is the dream. This is what you wanted. So now you can move him to the bullpen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.